Hello, and welcome to this week's Crime View, where we ask you for help in solving crimes in the local area. As always, you can call us on our free phone number, and the information you give will go directly to the police. You don't have to leave your name, and any information you give could lead to a cash reward. So let's turn to our first crime. Rona Kent has the details.
Our first report is on an incident that happened at the Phelan's shopping centre. 2 weeks ago, a man walked into one of the jewellery shops here. He talked to the assistant and asked to see a number of different watches. While all this was going on, a second man entered. He appeared to look at some bracelets and other jewellery and then he left. But soon after, staff realised that over £2,000 worth of jewellery had been taken by the second man. The men are described as being in their early 30s, both with dark hair. The second man had blue glasses.
Thank you, Rona. Police would like to hear from anyone who has information on this. If anyone has tried to sell you jewellery on the street, in cafes and so on, please do get in touch. Now, let's hear from Stephen Craven about another crime the police need your help with.
Well, in an electronics store in Park Road 3 days ago, a young man was seen running out into the car park with a bag full of items taken from the shop. These items included MP3 players, USB sticks, tablets, and a number of other expensive items. One young woman, a local student, tried to stop him after she realized that staff from the store were shouting at him. The man accidentally knocked her over as he ran past. The woman wasn't hurt, but the thief managed to escape. The young woman said she didn't see the man's face clearly because it was too dark, but that he was wearing blue jeans and a red T-shirt.
Thank you, Stephen. If you think you might know who the thief was, please get in touch. Now, we're joined in the studio by Inspector Hugh Jones, who is going to tell us about a series of crimes that have occurred over the last month or so.
Yes, thank you. Over the last 6 weeks, we've unfortunately seen thieves break into six different houses at night and steal a number of items. All these incidents have happened in quite a small area, mainly in the area between Thatch Road and Crescent Drive. It's mainly jewellery that has been stolen. In each case, the people involved were able to get in through open windows. Now, I realise that in this hot weather, nobody wants to keep their windows closed, but we think that most of these crimes wouldn't have happened if the owners of the houses had taken care to close all their windows before going to bed. So, please get in touch if you have any information, but also, please make sure you close your windows before going to bed, or if you're going out.
Thank you, Inspector Jones. Now, to finish, an update on one of the crimes we featured in our previous programme. Well, police caught two men last week, accused of robbing the Newport Road petrol station back in February. They appeared in court, were found guilty, and are now in prison. The names of the men involved were given directly to the police as a result of this programme. So thanks again for your help. If we hadn't received your calls, these crimes would not have been solved. So please, call in with any information you might have on the stories we've covered tonight.